black and white community, or for instance, a lot of words that blacks may use that whites don't, and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
I think there's quite a bit of difference. I don't know. I kind of live in a different situation than, say, Connie would. I'm not out in that environment, so I know very little about it. You know, I don't even know what the latest dances are. My group dances, but, you know, they don't keep up with, like, what's on Soul Train or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, you know, the white people have, they do basically the same thing.
Well, can you give maybe some examples of some differences that you feel maybe a white person couldn't understand?
Okay, in most cases, I think you'll find that the black people have a tendency to use, I'd say, maybe 40% more slang than the average white person, mm-hmm. or a white person. You would have to find a white person who has been in pretty close harmony with the blacks to really understand them oftentimes. This creates a problem. You know, the police goes into the black neighborhood, grabs up a couple of kids, okay, and he says, well, you're being arrested for this, that, or the other. First of all, they don't really know what they're being arrested for. You know, because they don't know what he's really saying. And then if they say, I want to go, they may say, I want to go make a phone call a little bit differently. You know, I want to go call my mommy or something like that. You know? I want to go ring the old man. He may not understand that, you know. So, you know, you've got another problem other than the problem of the guy being arrested. So, which complicates the whole deal, you know. Is that it?